Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You can tell us your eBay secrets. Just whisper them to us because no one can hear them, including that duck. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that secret number is 888-723-4630.
And, of course, if you'd like to know where to find the secret word, it's in Griff's newsletter.
It is.
You click the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Even if you've already signed into eBay, then you scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and Big Blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. And there you'll find today's secret word.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for our research report with Aaron Hsu, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, Griffin Lee?
Good.
Okay, now here's what I've got for you today. Sellers are starting to prepare for the holiday shopping season. It's that time of year. And the holidays can be especially challenging for small and medium-sized sellers who do their own fulfillment because they find that things that work well during the rest of the year tend to break down in November and December. So based on what we hear about seller struggles and boom times, here are four things to keep an eye on this holiday season. One, be meticulous about inventory management. Track and organize your inventory really carefully so that you know how much product you have, how much to list, and when to restock. That way you don't lose sales, make sales you can't fulfill, or find yourself buried in a messy warehousing area. Two, get ready to scale so that your fulfillment stays fast. That means plan ahead for bigger staff, time, and supply needs to keep orders moving out the door as sales increase. Because if you keep holiday shoppers waiting, you're going to see canceled and duplicate orders. Three, stay on top of the calendar and the weather. Mark down the shipping cutoff dates for every service you use and put them in your listings and keep your eyes open for weather delays so that you can communicate about them before they're an issue. Four, communicate fast and well. Message shoppers to confirm orders and be quick to respond to contact. Shoppers are really sensitive to silent sellers during the holidays because gift buying is a time-sensitive thing. So if you're slow to communicate, you're going to see cancellations and returns. Keep these basic ideas in mind and you're well on your way to a manageable, profitable holiday rush. For more tips on holiday fulfillment, visit terapeak.com/eBay Radio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Good. Good report.
Great information.
Good stuff. We like it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Or if you like, you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player, the one you're listening to us on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And which is going to change soon, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
It's going to change. It is, as a matter of fact, well, you'll find out more at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because you're going to see something you probably haven't seen yet.
Oh.
Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30. Hey, Billy in North Platte, Nebraska, known as Feeding Zoe. Hello, how are you? Oh, actually, yeah, it is Billy. What's your question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Lee. I just want to call in with the secret word.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it?
Nymphadoro?
Yeah. Nymphadoro.
Had you ever heard this word, Griff?
No, but I think I should have.
It's,
I think I should know this word very well.
What does it mean, Billy?
It's no one's favorite word, and it's a ladies' man.
An effeminate fellow who's well-dressed and popular with the women.
Well,
right.
There you go.
Otherwise known as a fop.
Yes, a fop, exactly.
Right, or a flibberty gibbet.
Yes, popular with an effeminate fellow who is well-dressed and popular with women.
Wouldn't know any of those, would us?
Hmm.
Would we?
So what does he win today? Because I gave out $25 gift certificates.
Well, he wins a date with me wearing a dress.
Besides that.
Oh, okay. No, he wins one of those wonderful little mesh beach bag things, the totes that are, you can carry over your shoulder with the eBay logo. They come in very handy. I use them a lot. So, all you need to do is to send us your address, shipping address, to griff@ebay.com. And as soon as I get it, like right now, when the show's over, I'll ship it out to you.
Excellent.
Okay. griff@ebay.com. I'll wait for your email.
And we thank you so much for listening to eBay Radio, and congratulations for winning, Billy. We appreciate that. Our number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button at the bottom of the eBay Radio player.
How do you pronounce this? Nymphadoro?
Nymphadoro.
Nymphadoro? A Nymphadoro. That sounds like a...
an Italian effeminate
fellow. Golden
fella.
Nymph, yeah. Nymphadoro.
Nymphadoro with a hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, an effeminate fellow with a hat on. I don't know where we're going with this, but whatever. So I gave away $25 gift certificates to Bubble Fast.
Yeah.
When we had the secret word while you were gone.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to give away your stuff because I didn't know how many you had left.
Well, I have a lot.
Oh, good. Okay, we really did not know that while you were gone, so this is good. So, you ready to go back to the phones?
Always. I
An
love the phones.
An old friend is with us, Bev in Chicago, Illinois, known as Video Town. Hey, Bev, what's your question or comment today?
Number one, I'm not old, I'm young.
Well, excuse us.
Did I say old friend?
Yes, you did.
You've been talking to my kids way too much. Okay. The past few days, I have received the three accounts that I manage, the most stupid, lowball best offers in the world.
Yay.
And I'm used to seeing this, but it's been massive the past few days.
Yeah.
So, and I do what I've done all the time. You counter them with an acceptable one. And in the comments section, I'm sorry, I can't go that low. This price does include shipping.
Right.
And they've all had shipping included in the price. The one person took the offer, and then afterwards she had my phone number, so she actually called me.
Okay.
Now, I haven't, as a buyer, made an offer in ages. But she said the way it was worded when she made the offer made her think that they were taking the shipping out of the item price.
No.
And she was only placing an offer on the price of the item without shipping.
No. It's not true. It's not.
eBay needs to re-clarify. It says the offer is on the item only. But I guess what some people aren't understanding is when there's free shipping.
Right.
That's all item only.
Oh, I can see, Griff, where somebody would get confused.
Well, okay.
If it says item only.
Right.
So they're thinking, now the shipping's going to be additional. Which explains how some of these offers were unbelievably low.
I'm not sure of that.
I got an offer on one thing for $3. Mm-hmm. It included priority mail shipping. $3.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's the case. I'll have to look it up. Because I remember going through the process.
The wording has to be... believe it or not, I have talked to a few sellers in the past that actually thought free shipping meant to them free shipping and that somehow they were getting reimbursed that down the road.
Well, look, we could do all the rewording in the world, but... I mean, if that's going to be really hard to.
Don't say it, Griff.
I'm not going to say it.
So anyhow, I just thought I'd call in on that. The sellers need to realize when they counter these offers in the little description place to add, this price includes shipping.
Right.
But then
just refuse the offers if they're too little. You can set up an auto decline. Based on the lowest level with shipping that you're willing to sell the item. Then you don't have to worry about answering.
And this is why I don't use that.
Why?
Because if someone gives me an offer on one item, that's one thing. If they give me an offer on three different items, now I might take a little lower offer because they're not just asking for one thing, they're asking for three.
I'm not getting this. Sorry, can you explain that again?
Okay. I have three items.
Right.
With best offer on them. Three
right.
separate items.
Right.
And they give me three separate offers.
Right.
I might accept lower offers based on the fact they're getting three things and not just one.
Yeah, but there's no way for us to know this.
Right, which is why I don't use auto decline, though.
Well, they can always resubmit an offer. If it's auto decline, they can always resubmit.
Yeah, but most of the buyers won't.
Well, then they don't want, but they don't want the item. I mean, the best way to offer discounts for buying more than one item is to use Promotions Manager.
Right.
That's how you offer discounts on quantity. The best offer feature is meant best offer for that item. It's not meant to, you know, be contingent upon if you buy three items. And there's no way to know that unless the buyer is interested in three items.
No, but that's
so it doesn't, it's not going to ever be an effective tool for negotiating a best offer because you're going to buy three separate little items. See what I'm saying?
I understand your viewpoint, but I would auto accept. I can understand.
Yeah.
Auto decline. I really think that's.
Well, this is certainly good food for thought, Greg.
Yeah. I'll look at the wording and
thank you, Beth.
Get back to you. This open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Another segment of Open Phones, 888-723-4630.
It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 384.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. During live eBay radio broadcasts, many of them stepped up to the microphone to share a tip or two.
I am Danny Ackerman, the Danny app. My tip is to create a niche, build a brand, and utilize the amazing power of eBay to sell your product.
I'm Judy Jordan, and y'all just heard me, but I have a tip that I was going to say. For new people, I learned this, and it seems obvious, but if you list the same type of items together, you can get more done.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio
Open Phone Segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone Segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us now toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number, 888-723-4630. And just to clarify here, so I hadn't made an offer on an item in a long time. This was with Bev's call earlier. So I found an item that has, it's a buy it now with a best offer, and it's free shipping. And I put an offer in, and I'm on the review offer, review and confirm, and it says, your offer, $100, and then it says shipping free.
Oh, so it does say shipping
free. It does say
free.
That, yeah. And which I suspected it did. So if you're offering shipping, it'll say shipping is free if you're offering free shipping. So we already say this. I don't know how much clearer it could be. Shipping, colon, free.
So if somebody, if you've got something up there for $100.
Right.
I make an offer for $79.
Right.
All right. And so that $79 includes this free shipping?
If your item is free shipping, it includes the shipping. It says free. Shipping is free. So when they're making an offer on the item price, not the shipping. And if
assuming it's going to include the shipping.
Yeah. And okay. You don't have to assume. It says it. Shipping is free.
So if I offer you...
Here's the thing. If you're listing items with free shipping, the worst thing you could do to a buyer is start during the offer process, if they're making offers, is to start introducing the concept that, oh, well, then you'll have to pay for shipping. It's not quite, but it can be perceived as a little bit of a bait and switch. So if you're selling your item with free shipping and you're accepting best offers, don't accept a best offer that's too low for your business. And you, not the buyer, will know what that price is. That's why I don't get the... I would use the auto decline at a certain price below which, at this point in time, I'm not willing to sell the item. Maybe in the future I'll be willing to take a loss on it. But
yeah.
You can control the best offer. You can't control buyers. But you can control what a buyer sees and what you're going to sell the item for.
You can say, first of all, I am not going to accept offers below $20. You can put that in there.
Right. No.
There's a way to do that.
You can say auto decline.
Yes, anything $20.
Don't use negativity in text to buyers, which, you don't want to put in your listing.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that we as sellers have that tool.
Yes.
That we can use, that we can say, we can put on there $20, nothing less than $20.
Right.
I will not accept. And the buyer does not see that.
No, they just see if they submit an offer below that, it's going to say your offer was declined.
So what you're saying is we're totally in control.
You're in control.
I agree.
Right. You're in control. And if a buyer wants to make three offers on something and all of those offers are free shipping, you're going to confuse the buyer and you're going to make this more complicated than it need be to suddenly reintroduce shipping as an option. Just set the prices and stick to them.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's a lot easier.
So I want to mention, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we do not want you to be shy. We want you to apply to come be our guest. And the good news is we're getting more and more people that are doing this.
We are.
Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application. We'll get back to you ASAP. And we like it when you do that. And please understand, it's not egotistical for you to do that.
It isn't? No, it isn't.
No, it's not. When you, any kind of radio show or TV show, mm-hmm. people send in their press releases and their stuff all the time saying we'd like to come on and be a guest. Here's what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah.
This is just part of doing business. And we love it when you do that, when you want to come on and share some tips with the audience. So just click on that. Be a guest. please, up at the top of our website, be a guest. It's really big now. We've changed it. It's very big. And we'll get back to you ASAP. Some of the guests that you hear on the show today even did that.
Yeah.
So we would appreciate it if you would do that.
Please.
So, Griff, coming up in the next hour, we have Dan Schott, who is the CCO of Stockpile, that company that lets you buy stocks as little as 99 cents. We're going to have him on. And we're also going to have Ron Lowe, Euler Man 21. I'm so looking forward to talking to him. Just to find out how he feels about the fact that he made top-rated seller and started from nothing, really. So we've got an interesting hour coming up in the next hour. We hope you can stick around with us for that.
Yes.
We do appreciate it. So, Griff, I'm a little concerned. So what is your schedule now? So when do you do that with Howie? When do
5 days a week. It usually takes about nothing goes wrong, it takes about 4 hours, 4.5 hours to do what we call a treatment.
And do you have to do that in a row, 5 days in a row?
No. You do them 5 days a week for about 4 hours.
Doesn't matter what days you choose.
Not really. Okay. The advantage of home dialysis is you set the time. You set, when you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at one weekend day, and then weeknights mostly. It'll work out, I hope. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up in our third hour, Investing Made Easy on eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. Excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.